Concentrated in the shadow of the Soutpansberg Mountains in the far north of South Africa. To the casual observer, they look and live much like any other traditional Southern African community. But if you scratch below the surface, there are some intriguing differences.
Here I am in South Africa, and there are these men wearing skull caps and tali, shoulder wraps. You would see this in any synagogue in America or Israel, but I never thought I'd see it here in South Africa.
I want to find out how these people seem to have Jewish customs. Samuel Moeti is president of the Lemba Cultural Association.
Pleasure.
So, I'll be honest, I came into this village and the first word I heard was shalom.
Yes.
The Hebrew word.
Yes.
How is that possible? How is it that the Lemba are speaking Hebrew?
The Lembas are the original Hebrews, and they were scattered, as you know, and they crossed into Africa. So they were scattered all over. So in South Africa, in many parts of South Africa, you find the Lembas who are actually Hebrews.
Hebrews. So the Lembas claim to be descendants of ancient Israelites?
Not claim. They are.
They are.
They are.
Okay.
We are the original African Hebrew. We are scattered all over.
Can you give me a few examples of some of the Jewish?
Yes, we don't partake of pork.
Okay.
We don't mix milk with meat.
It sounds to me like the Lemba have a unique culture surrounded by others who do not practice the same way.
That is correct. We always believe that the Jewish people who live all over the world are our brothers because we come from the same root.
Could it be that the Lemba are a lost tribe of Israel? To answer, perhaps the Lemba's oral history, handed down over the generations, can help us make a connection to the lost tribes of Israel. The Lemba story goes like this. Thousands of years ago, they were forced out of Israel and settled in a place called Sena, which is believed to be the present-day Yemen. There, they lived as traders and craftsmen until war or natural disaster pushed them across the Red Sea and into Africa. Then began a slow migration south. Along the way, according to the Lemba, they built great stone cities. It's a claim that's fascinating. Himmler is convinced that Lemba ancestors did indeed come from the Middle East. I'm excited to get back to the Lemba to see what they make of this. And I've got the perfect opportunity. It's the Lemba's annual festival, and I've been invited. It's hard to believe that these people, who to the casual observer look just like the other African communities they live among, actually do have DNA passed down from Middle Eastern forefathers. This proves that when it comes to race, looks really can be deceiving. This annual festival is a chance for the oral history and traditional songs of the Lemba to be passed on to the next generation. This song tells the story of the Lemba's journey all the way from Israel to South Africa. Having traced this journey, I'm eager to hear what Samuel Moeti thinks about the DNA evidence.
So the genetic testing actually proved to the doubters what you and your forefathers have been saying for generations. That must be exciting news.
It is.
I'll be honest, I hadn't heard of the Lemba. I knew very little about the people. But having spent time making the journey from Jerusalem down through Zimbabwe, having spent time here at this festival, seeing what your people are all about, I can only sum it up in one word, and it's shalom.
Shalom.
Toda rabba.
We've seen how science has backed up the claims of the Lemba in the face of years of doubt and prejudice. The archaeological clues, the DNA evidence, and the Lemba's own oral history add up to a very convincing argument. It reminds me that first impressions can often be misleading. It was hard to believe that a tribe of black Africans could be the descendants of ancient Israelites. But that's exactly what they appear to be.
Brothers and sisters, they are there. We are not lost. We are scattered. We are original Hebrew.